In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we just heard now, the Gospel of today is part from chapter 3 from the Gospel of St. John. Actually, all of us know that few days ago we celebrated the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was baptized by John the Baptist, and through this baptism, so many wondrous things happened. All of us know that the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended and fell upon him in the form of a dove. And the voice of the Father came from heaven, bearing witness to the Son and saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." الظواهر دي كلها شفناها وتكلمنا عنها في أحداث العماد بتاعة السيد المسيح، لما السماء اتفتحت والروح القدس نزل بشكل حمامة وصوت الآب يقدم شهادة عجيبة عن الابن ويقول هذا هو ابن الحبيب أو أنت ابن الحبيب بك سررت. Actually, the Father gave witness for his Son. And this is what I would like to speak about. Our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and all of us as children of God. Each one of you is a son of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ is a son of God. This is my topic today. And as I started my speech, it was the witness of heaven. It was the witness of the Father to his Son, to our Lord Jesus Christ. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And actually, our Lord Jesus Christ as a Son of God . It is announced by the Father, and also it was declared after resurrection. After resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, or the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, actually it was a declaration and a confirmation that he is the Son of God. And in this, St. Paul said in his epistle to the Romans, chapter 1, he spoke about our Lord Jesus Christ and he being the Son of God. It is declared to be, or he is declared to be, the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. So, our Lord Jesus Christ being the Son of God, it was announced by the Father during his baptism, while he was baptized in the river of Jordan, and also it was confirmed and declared after his resurrection from the dead. يعني الشهادة للمسيح بأنه ابن الله جت من قبل الآب على نهر الأردن وهو بيتعمد، وبولس الرسول يقول كده: تعين ابن الله بقوة من جهة روح القداسة بالقيامة من الأموات. يعني قيامة المسيح من الأموات أعلنت لاهوته وأعلنت أنه بالحقيقة هو ابن الله. Not only this, but being the Son of God, this fact which was announced by the Father himself And this fact, which was declared by the resurrection from the dead, this is to fulfill what is said in the Psalm 2. All of us know this psalm and know what it is said. The Lord has said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." مزمور 2 كده بيعلن حاجة عجيبة كانت يعني في شكل سر عجيب عن وجود الابن. الحقيقة وجود الثالوث القدوس سر عجيب استعلن يوم عماد المسيح، لكن كان ليه مقدمات في العهد القديم. يقول له كده في مزمور 2: الرب قال لي أنت ابني أنا اليوم إيه؟ ولدتك. أنت ابني أنا اليوم ولدتك. A mystical words carrying this great mystery about the Holy Trinity, about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit even in the Old Testament. حتى في العهد القديم. And there was a very famous question in the Old Testament, in the book of Proverbs, about the name of God and the name of His Son. يقول له كده هوت, what is His name and what is His Son's name? The book of Proverbs, chapter 30, spoke about God and about His Son. وكان عجيب اليهود لما يعودوا يسألوا بعض هذا السؤال اللي جه في سفر الأمثال إصحاح 30، ويسأل فيه يقول: من صعد إلى السماوات ونزل؟ من جمع الريح في حفنتيه؟ من صر المياه في ثوب؟ من ثبت جميع أطراف الأرض؟ ما اسمه وما اسم ابنه إن عرفت؟ Of course, we know now that his name is the Father and the name of his Son is Jesus, the Savior, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why we are speaking about our Lord Jesus Christ being the Son of God. This fact, which was announced, as I said, on the Jordan during his baptism and was confirmed and declared by his resurrection to fulfill what was written in the Old Testament about our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. The Lord has said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." أنت ابني أنا اليوم ولدتك. But there is something which is very important when we speak about our Lord Jesus Christ as a Son of God. And there is another point which I would like to say to you, that our Lord Jesus Christ being the Son of God, it was the main cause, it was the main accusation through which he was condemned by the elders of the Jews. يعني لما حكموا على المسيح بالصلب وبالموت، التهمة الأساسية اللي بسببها حكموا على المسيح بالصلب إنه قال إن أنا ابن الله. And that's why they said to Pontius Pilate, "We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God." قالوا كده لبيلاطس، لينا قانون أو لينا ناموس، وحسب ناموسنا يجب أنه يموت. ليه؟ قال لأنه قال عن نفسه أنه ابن الله. The most important point which I would like to reveal to you now is that our Lord Jesus Christ is not only the Son of God, because if he is the Son of God and you are the Son of God, is it equal? No. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ has a very specific description. And this description is that he is the only begotten Son. In Greek, monogenes. In Arabic, al-ibn al-wahid, or al-ibn al-wahid al-jins, or al-ilah al-wahid al-jins bil-wilada. كل دي مترادفات. So our Lord Jesus Christ is the monogenes. Mono, متفرد. الابن الوحيد الجنس. Or as we always say, the only begotten son. الابن الوحيد. To differentiate between the sonship of our Lord Jesus Christ to God and the sonship of us as human being children of God. He is the only begotten Son. He is the monogenes. And the word only begotten Son was mentioned in the Bible so many times. And I can mention to you a few examples. One of them in chapter 1 in the Gospel of John, when he said, no one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of his Father, he has declared him. بيعلن وبيوري وبيعمل ستريس على شخص المسيح انه the only begotten Son. الله لم يره احد قط. الابن الوحيد الذي هو في حضن الآب هو خبر. فبيتكلم عن المسيح انه الابن الوحيد. الابن الوحيد اللي له نفس جوهر الآب. الابن الوحيد اللي له نفس طبيعة الآب. الابن الوحيد اللي يتقال عنه انه مساوي للآب في الجوهر. هوموسيوس يعني مساوي للآب في الجوهر. And another example in the Gospel of John chapter 3 also, it is a very famous verse. All of you know this verse and memorize it. هكذا أحب الله الإيه؟ العالم حتى بذل إيه؟ ابنه الوحيد. فدايما لما يتكلم عن المسيح يوصفه بالابن الوحيد. هكذا أحب الله العالم حتى بذل ابنه الوحيد لكي لا يهلك كل من يؤمن به بل تكون له الحياة الأبدية. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Please take care of this, his only begotten son. دايما لما يتكلم عن المسيح ما يقولش عليه son of God بس. لكن يتقال عليه the only begotten son. أو ممكن يتقال عليه the son. معها T-H-E, the son. To differentiate his sonship from any sonship of the human being. عشان كده it is written, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And in this, in the gospel of today, the last verse was that the Father loves the Son. وبيقولها هنا loves the Son. لما بيتقال the Son, T-H-E, also to mention and to refer to our Lord Jesus Christ and has given all things to him. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. This is very important, my beloved. And always you remember and you say this when you say the creed. لما بنقول قانون الإيمان دايما بنقول العبارة ده هي. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, begotten of the Father, before all ages, and we describe our faith and our belief in our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is light of light, true God of true guide, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father. Of one essence with the Father. This is very important point to differentiate. Our Lord Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son, he is of one essence with the Father. He is of one nature with the Father. له نفس طبيعة الآب. له نفس طبيعة الآب. And so, he said so many times, he confirmed and mentioned this fact and said, I am in the Father and the Father in me. أنا في الآب والآب إيه؟ فيا. ومش بس أنا في الآب والآب فيا. الوحيد اللي ممكن يقول أنا والآب واحد. I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. This is our Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. Now, my beloved, foundation and establishing baptism through our Lord Jesus Christ granted each one of us when he is baptized to be also a son of God. Each one of you, when he was baptized, there was a voice from heaven. You are my son. You are my beloved son. كل واحد اتعمد اتقال له كده هوت من قبل الآب أنت الآن ابني. طبعا مش هيقول له أنت ابني الوحيد لكن أنت ابن. So all of us were granted this grace. We're granted this gift to be children of God. Now I spoke about our Lord Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son. And now I am shifting to speak about you as the children of God. But this is a gift. This is a grace from God to convert us from being slaves to become children of God. نقلة عجيبة جدا ان ربنا ينقلنا من التراب ويحطنا في السماء وينقلنا من مستوى العبيد الى مستوى البنين. نقلة في منتهى العجب يقف امامها الانسان وهو في ذهول. ازاي محبة ربنا تتسع الى هذا الحد انه يسمي واحد زي وزينا كلنا بشر تراب خطاة يعتبرنا اولاده ويدينا نعمة البنوة. والبنوة دي خدناها عن طريق ثلاث حاجات. This sonship to God granted to each one of you was granted first of all through faith, through believing in him. أما كل الذين قابلوه فأعطاهم سلطانا أن يصيروا إيه؟ أولاد الله. مين دول؟ الذين يؤمنون باسمه. وخدوها إزاي؟ الذين ولدوا ليس من دم ولا من مشيئة جسد ولا من مشيئة رجل بل من الله إيه؟ ولدوا. دي موجودة في إنجيل يوحنا إصحاح واحد. This is the first method or the first way to be children of God. But as many as received him, those who received him, those who accepted him, those who believe in him, those who trusted him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. What grace, what glory to be all of us children of God. And he explained to those who believe in his name. So being a children of God, we granted this through believing in his name. Who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of will of man. But born of God. All of you are born of God. It is glory. It is glory to me, to you, to each one of you. You are not only born of flesh and blood, but you are also born of God, and that's why you are children of God. And as I mentioned before, there is difference. There is differentiation between our Lord Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of the same essence with the Father, who is one with his Father, and each one of us as a children of God. It is the grace of God. It is through faith. We are not of his nature. We are not of his essence. But we are slaves, and he gave us this glory and raised up to be his children. This is the first way, through faith. He granted those who believe in his name, who were not born from flesh, nor of blood, nor of the will of man, but born of God. And also, St. Paul considered this as an adoption. It is adoption. Allah tabannana. And in this point, chapter 8, in the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, he said, you, and when I say you, each one of you, you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. You received the spirit of adoption. Into خدت روح التبني. وبروح التبني تقدر تقول لله يا أبويا. Through the spirit of adoption. And I can say to you that it is not only the spirit of adoption whom we granted, or whom we are granted, but also the blood of the Son of God go through your vessels, and it mingles with your blood. The blood of his Son go through each liturgy. When you are sharing in the communion, you are taking the blood of his Son. بتاخدوا دم الابن عشان يؤصل ويؤكد حقيقة انكم ابناء ويعطيكم هذه العطية كابناء. فنحن ابناء من خلال روح البنوة اللي خدناه او روح الابن. أرسل الله روح ابنه إلى قلوبكم ويشهد أنكم أولاد الله. وكمان دم الابن بيجري في عروق كل واحد فيكم يشهد أنكم بالحقيقة أولاد الله. إيه العز دوت؟ وإيه العظمة ديت؟ وإيه المجد اللي خدته البشرية ديت؟ عشان كده يقول The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. And if children, then heirs of God. ورثة لله. نطلع مين احنا بقى عشان نبقى ورثة؟ كلمتكم الأول عن بنوة المسيح الفريدة لله، وبعدين النعمة العجيبة اللي خدناها، إن احنا كمان بقينا أبناء الله. نمرة واحد، من خلال الإيمان. أما كل الذين قبلوه أعطاهم سلطانا أن يصيروا إيه؟ أولاد الله، أي المؤمنين باسمه. نمرة اثنين، من خلال التبني. الروح أو أخذتم روح التبني الذي به نصرخ يا أبا الآب. نمرة ثلاثة, It is the love of God. And I can't say any word. I can't give any comment. Who can describe this love? Who can give any comment about this love? This is what St. John said. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. انظروا أية محبة أعطانا الآب. That we should be called children of God. حبيت بس أقول الحتة ديت وأكد على المعنى دوت. إحنا مش دايما نتكلم عن المسيح كابن لله وبس, لكن الله أعطانا هذه العطية إن إحنا كمان نصير أولاد لله. صحيح فرق شاسع بين بنوة الله أو بنوة المسيح لله وبنوتنا, لأن المسيح ابن بالطبع ونحن أبناء بالوضع. ابن بالطبع يعني بطبيعة الآب, من طبيعة الآب, وإحنا بالوضع يعني هو إدانا هذا الوضع, وضعنا في منزلة البنين, لكن الحقيقة إحنا مناش نفس الطبيعة بتاعة الآب. That's why my dear and my beloved, remember this, always remember that all of you are the children of God. All of you have given a new nature. خدتوا طبيعة جديدة من خلال المعمودية. حصل لنا عملية غسيل, المعمودية غسلت أوساخ البشرية وتغسل خطايانا وتغفر الخطايا دي كلها. بالمعمودية بناخد حياة جديدة. بالمعمودية بيموت الإنسان العتيق مع المسيح في المعمودية, عالمين أن إنساننا العتيق قد صلب معه في المعمودية, اتدفن في المعمودية وقام إنسان جديد. أنت الإنسان الجديد اللي قام في المعمودية, فالمعمودية موت مع المسيح وقيامة مع المسيح, وإنسان جديد بيتولد وحياة جديدة بتوهب لكل واحد فيكم. عشان كده مهم جدا جدا لو الخطية جت تعرض نفسها عليك وتعرض بضاعتها الرخيصة عليك, افتكر ان انت ابن لله, ان انت مش ابن للتراب ولا ابن من هذا العالم. Remember always that you are children of God and you have been granted a new nature, a new life. You have been buried with Jesus in the baptism and was risen with him in his resurrection. And that's why remember always that as a children of God, you have to walk according to the school. اسلكوا كما يليق للدعوة التي دعيتم إليها. أنتم أولاد نور, أنتم أبناء الله, أنتم لستم من هذا العالم. لو كنتم من العالم لكان العالم يحب خاصته, ولكن لأنكم لستم من العالم بل أنا اخترتكم من العالم, يقول السيد المسيح, لهذا يبغضكم العالم. You are not of this world. You have been born from above. You have been born of God himself. You are the children of God, and so glorify his name through all your life, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.